هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
Belinda Crane got nominated for her outstanding contribution to multiculturalism in Wagga Wagga. Belinda has grown the Multicultural Council of Wagga Wagga to an organization that supports multiple and diverse communities and is instrumental in fostering humanitarian groups to gain education, qualifications, and skills that lead to employment. Ms. Crane, Chief Executive Officer of Wagga Wagga Multicultural Council, has won Citizen of the Year Award for her outstanding contribution to the city's multicultural communities. Where in the last several years, many refugees have resettled in Wagga Wagga, and of those newly arrived is the Yazidi community there. Belinda Crane, welcome to SBS Kurdish and congratulations on your award. How do you feel now you've won the award and what does it mean to you?
May, I'm extremely honoured to be named Citizen of the Year for Wagga. What it means for me is the ability to actually highlight and showcase the diverse communities that we have settled in Wagga and the people that have made Wagga their home. I'm hoping that throughout this year I will be able to work with the communities to showcase and highlight their contribution and also to provide education to the broader community about the reasons why people from refugee backgrounds have been settled. So I'm hoping that this year will, as I said, once again showcase and highlight the benefits and also provide an opportunity for education, to share culture and to create a community that is unified. So that's what I'm hoping.
Belinda, in the last several years, Wagga Wagga, as mentioned, has become the home of many refugees and migrants, where, of course, many Yazidis have been resettled there as well. How difficult is it for Wagga Multicultural Council to communicate with the newly arrived, especially that you yourself work so closely with them?
Language barriers is a difficulty in regards to communication with our most recent Yazidi community. But over the last 4 years that they first settled in 2016, so Multicultural New South Wales ran a scholarship program for interpreters. So now we have many more local interpreters that are able to help us communicate freely with the Yazidi community. When they first arrived, there was a lack of available interpreters, so that was quite difficult to actually communicate effectively. But as the community has grown, so have their language skills, especially the younger people and the young adults. They are quite proficient in English language now, so that has actually also helped us communicate with some of the older community members and also the newer.
Belinda, putting aside the language issues, are there any issues with community integration for these newly arrived?
I think with any community group that there is settlement issues, but I think that working together and having open and free conversations with the Yazidi community about what their needs and wants are and being able to sort of talk freely about Australian law, about the culture within Australia and values, I think that we've been able to overcome some of those barriers. And I believe that the Yazidi community have fit in extremely well within the community of Wagga, with many of them actually now purchasing their own home. So for me, I think that their settlement has been really good, and I think that it will only get better as we receive more people. And the community of Wagga, I think, has opened their arms to the Yazidis.
Also, as you know, in the last year or so, not many refugees have arrived. So are you still keeping busy with the, let's say, inverted commas, the old refugee community?
Yeah, look, our programs, we haven't received anyone in Wagga since March. But our programs work with people up to 5 years after arrival, and then our community development works with people from refugee backgrounds and migrants for an undetermined time. So we are extremely busy. We've also received a lot of referrals from the Humanitarian Settlement Service. So where they are initially received by the HSS program, we're now actually getting them referred to our SETS program.
What projects or plans have you got for the refugee community in Wagga?
I'm hoping that with the lowering of restrictions that we're able to get back to having a lot more of our group work and also our community celebrations and gatherings. As I think it is needed to bring the communities back together, as there has been some issues in regards to some isolation with people not being able to celebrate days of cultural significance. So this year we'll work hard to be able to bring back some of those gatherings, obviously following health directives.
Yes, that was going to be my next question. How difficult has it been during the pandemic, that I know that a lot of people couldn't have their celebrations or do any large gatherings? So how difficult has it been there for you?
Yeah, can I say, look, one of the things that community really values is the coming together to celebrate days of cultural significance, and not being able to do that has caused some isolation within the communities because they're not able to gather in the large numbers as they would have previously done to celebrate those days. That's affected not only just the Yazidi community, but our Afghan, Burmese, Tibetan, African nations as well. So as we've been able to come together in smaller numbers, and being that we are in Wagga, we haven't had any outbreaks of COVID, or we've had less cases in this region, we have been able to stagger different events. So to actually acknowledge Black Day, instead of having the one gathering, we actually had seven memorial services, so we could actually have the community come to be able to mourn, but in a safe way.
Belinda Crane, CEO of Wagga Wagga Multicultural Council, thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish today, and once again, congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much, May. Have a lovely day.
Like baka, para baka, te bniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bshobina.